It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning. This is the Grillin' Guys. My name is Barbecue Bob. Grillin' is my job. I got some grill skills to pay the bills. I'm a barbecue sauce blaster. Backyard master. Nobody cooks a world-class steak faster.
Woo! Good morning, Barbecue Bob. Randy here. How is everybody out there? Hey, we got a guest in the studio with us right off the bat here. Chaz is with us from Schmo's Brewery. We'll be getting with him in a minute, but it's the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL. Spring has sprung, baby. It's going to be 60 degrees today. They're saying it might push 80 here in West Michigan tomorrow. Cannot wait. Get on your grill.
Time to tear mine apart. I got a broken one. But good morning, Chaz Thompson. How are you, bud?
I'm doing great this morning. How are you guys?
We have, speaking of world-class, we got a world-class brewer in here. This guy has some serious brewing skills, and we're going to, I see he's got a present, too. That's what, the best thing about seeing Chaz coming through the door is what's in his hand.
That's right. He always brings treats. But before we get with Chaz, we got a busy day ahead of us today. It's still, while Chaz is a beer brewer, it's still Michigan, it's wine month, the month of April, so we're going to talk to a vintner out of Traverse City today. We've got some great recipes. Got some lime chicken skewers. Hey, I said that word right today. smoked turkey breast. We've got some. Chaz is going to talk to us a little bit. We got Cowboy Rob Russell calling in. We're going to touch base on those barbecue classes again. You know, we're all seeing prices at the supermarket spike with this crazy petroleum deal that's going on. It seems to affect everything. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Of course, we got Man Law, and today's the final day. We've declared a winner on the pig contest. So we're gonna announce our winner, and that lucky listener is going to have a barbecue in their backyard. Barbecue Bob's gonna roll up with the grill, and we're gonna make it happen. And then, hey, we're gonna try something new today. In the third segment, we're gonna take callers. So what we want to do is talk about the question of the week, and the question of the week is your favorite chicken sauce seasoning or rub that you like to use. We've got a few of our favorites, but we're really interested in what you got going. So think about that. In about 45 after the hour, we're going to open up the phone lines and take your calls. But right now, let's talk with Chaz. Chaz, what's going on at Schmo's Brewery, man?
Oh, we're making lots of beer. Trying to sell a lot of beer, too. So, you know, we came up with a phrase about a week ago that's our new buzz thing that says, that beer don't make itself, so I got to go to the back and work on it. But it doesn't drink itself either, so you guys should come on over and drink some with me.
Wow, that's the best invitation I've had all day. It's early.
Well, can we bring our pig?
You can bring the pig. And by the way, I was going to mention I'm brewing this afternoon, so Jop, you got to stop by and get some more grain to feed that pig.
Yep, all right, some of that spent grain. He's growing. She's growing good with that. She wobbles a little bit after she walks,
that.
But you know, she's liking it.
Happy pig.
Yeah, hey, a happy pig is going to make a good griller.
Right on.
Exactly. So you said you're going to be brewing some beer later today. Is it a seasonal beer or is it one of your regulars?
No, it's a production run of our Bone Crusher Stout, which is a American stout. It's a good heavy chocolate and coffee tones in it and stuff. It's real vibrant. So we're going to be brewing that up today. And I also brought a little beer for us to drink, too.
Awesome. What'd you bring?
Well, I brought John T. Pilsner.
Okay. Tell us about that. Oh, all right. Now, John T. Pilsner, I'm looking at it. We've got, is this a family member on the label there?
It's actually one of the boss's ancestors. We went back through his family history and went and found a picture of a good old-looking guy because we were looking for that old Bavarian Czechoslovakian look on our label. And this label, when you guys see it in the stores, you'll see that it is, you know, I did it in sepia. So it looks old.
He looks like he needs a beer.
He needs a beer.
He's not happy.
But we made a Czech Pilsner, which is a very dry, crisp, hoppy Pilsner. It's very sharp, light on the palate, but it is bang right there.
Yeah, you're very right. Clean. It is. It is very clean.
I had a sneak preview of this a couple weeks ago when I was down there, actually.
Yeah, Bob learned my address, so he stops by now and then.
Oh, well, hey, I guess I got to be on that short friend list, man.
And I know which doors open when they're closed.
That's the best part. Yeah, we sneak him in the special entrance.
Yep. Well, that's awesome. Well, this is good.
No, special.
What would you serve this with if you were going to throw something on a grill?
This is great with some of the fattier things. Like, you know, if you're grilling some pork chops that have a nice marble in them and have some juices oozing out of them and stuff, and you're wanting something to cut that fat right off the tongue, this is a great one for that.
I could see that. It does have a nice crispness to it that just, if you're eating something like a fatty steak or a burger or something like that that might have a lot of, if you're, you know, maybe the sauces and stuff like that, I could
see
that cutting right through there.
Even the big sausages. You know, when you get those sausages that are just bursting at the skins with the goodness coming out of them and the flavors rolling, and this will cut that grease right off your tongue and give you a real balance as you're doing it. We make this with all Czech Saaz hops.
Okay, explain that. What's a
Saaz? Are one of the noble breeds of hops. They're one of the old original ones out of Czechoslovakia. We actually get imported hops for this. A lot of beers, we use blends of hops. We'll use, in the three different hop phases, we'll put in a bittering hop, a preservative hop, and then an aroma hop. In this beer, it's all the same hop all the way through to stay true to that Czechoslovakian Pilsner style. It's a long fermentation. This one stays in the fermenter for quite a while at low temperatures. And the yeast that we use for it really likes those low temperatures to mature very slowly. But also, with being cold, I get great clarity and crispness out of this.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning from 9 to 11. We are talking with Chaz Thompson, who is brewer extraordinaire. And you've been in that facility for at least 10 years.
Well, we've been there for 6.
But you've been in that facility.
I've been bouncing in and out of there, yeah, with different things. I helped out a little bit with Robert Thomas Days.
Right.
Did some bartending with them. And I've been on the beer scene for a while around Grand Rapids, and it's great to be in this industry that's just exploding,
well,
especially here in West Michigan.
You can't see a picture of a beer festival without finding you in it.
Well, the boss says that's my job.
You're like the mascot of the Brewers Guild, I think. But
well, at least wintertime.
Yeah.
I'm just a big guy in a sweaty shirt in the summer.
Well,
say that again.
Fit right in.
Yeah. Hey, if you don't know, Chaz is from Schmoe's Brewery, and they're located on Patterson Avenue. Many of you might know it right next door to the Patterson Ice Arena, but it's between 28th Street and Burton, isn't it, on Patterson there on the east side of the road. You got a nice tap room in there, don't you?
Yeah, we got a tap room. We got a beer garden, and I still got that grill out there that you guys got to come over and make sure I'm using right.
Yeah, we need to do that. Now, one of the cool things about Schmoe's, your beer is all over Michigan, right?
All over right up and down the west coast of Michigan. Yeah, we're up and down.
And you guys are all Michigan Tech grads.
Yeah, all the investors, the management staff, the boss, his wife.
And you.
We're all Tech, yeah.
Yep.
We're all Huskies, spent our time up there up north. And one of the dreams back in college was someday, you know, let's have a brewery. And the boss and a couple of his buddies that had a few extra bucks to rub together, and the banks must have liked them too.
Yeah.
Said, let's pull the trigger on this thing and get going. And we were off and running.
You know, that's great. It's another Michigan business success story. You know, Barbecue Bob and I are all about that. Yep. Is we love the fact that there's some guys here that aren't giving up on this economy. You know, it'd be easy to do, but you got a group of guys from the state that pull it together, and you know, they probably, how do you make $1 million in a beer business? To start with two, so they're making an investment in this, and they're making it happen. And Bob, you went on a little business trip with your repping business, but you took some of the beer with them and spread it down through Indiana.
I did. I made some of those Hoosiers real happy. I had your ginger beer. What do you call that?
That's the Zingabreen Ale.
Yes.
It's a ginger gruit with no hops whatsoever.
That's really a unique beer. We ended up, I gave the last couple bottles to a dealer down in Sellersburg, and they're true beer snobs. This guy is, he took me to their microbrewery, and honestly, their beer was good, but when I walked in, the place had like of Vladimir Lenin and Mao Zedong pictures and all this commie stuff all over. I wanted to hurl. I could barely drink the beer. The guy's a goofball, but he makes halfway decent beer.
Yeah.
Well, they say that most brewers are fairly eccentric in one way or another.
Oh, this guy's over the shelf. Yeah, over the ledge.
So I'm interested, this ginger beer that has no hops in it. One of the things that people that don't drink a lot of microbrews, oftentimes when they open one up, they'll say, ooh, that's bitter. I don't like that because it's made that way with the hops that are in there. But this Groot is not. It's a different brewing process,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Groots are pre-Ransgebot. Before they found out about hops being a good preservative in beers, they were making beers with spices and herbs and things like that. Whether it was wormwood or wildflowers or lavender, whatever it was, they were using that as the preservatives in beer. And when the hop crisis hit and the prices spiked, we said, what do we got out there to help with the cost, things like that, and keep producing good beer? And the old ginger beer recipe popped in our heads, and we said, oh, let's give that a tweak. And we came out with that, and now people, instead of saying, ooh, it's bitter, they say, wow, that's spicy.
Right, exactly. And that was the point I wanted to make for the listeners, is a lot of people don't like that real bitter, and maybe bitter is not the right word, but it's a distinctly hoppy flavor in a lot of microbrews where your gruit is not that way. It's got a spicy flavor to it. We pair it with different kinds of food than you would with, like, the John T. Pilsner that we're talking about today. It's a little bit, you can put a little bit sweeter things, and it tastes good, right?
Yeah, and I'm still waiting for Bob to get his magical hat on and make up a little sauce with it. He tells me he's a master tactician on that, making up sauces. So I want him to come up with something and share it with me.
Well, Randy's actually the saucer.
Right, yeah, it's Barbecue Bob and the Saucers, right? That's our
a grilling team. We do all kinds of things.
Yeah, that's our defunct grilling team is Barbecue Bob and the Saucers. We had one outing, and it didn't go real well, so we decided to start talking about it.
We placed, though.
Yeah.
We
did well on the
beer.
Placing. The problem is straight line winds came in and blew our ribs on the ground.
Yeah, and that's a whole other story.
Yeah. We should have had some of this Pilsner. We could have been steadier. Yeah. See, we were probably a little jittery when that tornado came up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're talking with Chaz from Schmoes. You've got to go check this place out because, honestly, you could drive right by it and not notice it. It's kind of an industrial-looking building. It's not conspicuous at all. But when you go in, you'll see all the patrons in there and the regulars. And I think you can even, like, hang your own mug there, can't you?
Yeah, you can buy into our mug club.
Ooh.
And with the mug club, you get discounts on beer. And then we actually promised to learn your name.
So tell me about the beer garden while we're wrapping up here. What is the beer garden all about? Because I think that's one of the unique things to Schmoes.
It's outdoor seating.
Okay.
You can set out underneath some big Michigan oaks and elms in the shade in the summer and enjoy yourself in a nice breeze, enjoying a beer.
How about a cigar? Can you enjoy a cigar?
Yeah, you can do a cigar. We don't serve food, so as we understand the law, we can still have a cigar out there. And come on out and enjoy an evening with us under the shade trees. It's awesome.
Thanks. Well, that's awesome. Well, once again, you're listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL. We just had a great conversation with Chaz Thompson from Schmoes Brewery. Y'all need to go down there and check out some of the great brews he's making. Again, it's on Patterson between Burton and 28th Street, right by the ice arena, those of you that drop kids off there.
You said y'all.
Y'all, that's right. But stick with us. In the next segment, we're going to talk about cleaning up everything as you bring it out. You know, we're going to hit 60 degrees, possibly 80 tomorrow. So get your grill out of the shed, get working with it. We're going to talk a little bit about the spike in beef prices. And don't forget our question of the week. What's your favorite chicken, sauce, or seasoning recipe? Hang with us. We'll be right back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.